Delete Doughboy, insert soldiers. Without objection, so ordered. You have the floor, Senator Parr. Do you wish to speak to the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to make one comment. I'm not proposing an amendment, but those of us who are old enough to have served in World War II, which is not everybody on this floor, will remember one great service that General Bradley rendered, which is not mentioned here, and that is that he was head of the Veterans Administration after World War II. We had a tremendous number of men and women coming back to civilian life. You remember this was a time that the Congress first really did something for returning veterans. The Veterans Administration expanded in geometric progression, and General Bradley was in charge of that organization and did a wonderful job, and he was one of the people that veterans trusted to do a good job with that.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, it's fortunate that the general had a good name, but no relation. I briefed him a couple of times, and he certainly was a deep thinker. He could ask difficult questions, but he was a very compassionate individual, so he asked him in such a way that he didn't embarrass you, and if he didn't have the answers, he didn't feel rather hard towards you either. So he was a gentleman and a rather smart individual. It's no wonder he was a five-star general.
Senator Rohde, would you move the question?
Mr. President, I would move the Senate Concurrent Resolution 25 be adopted by the Senate.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Senate Concurrent Resolution 25 is passed the Senate unanimously. Takes us to the citation calendar.
Citations. Honoring Bethel High School wrestlers, Region 1 wrestling champions, by Representative Baska and Senator Holman. Honoring Twilly Gossick, class winner, Region 1 wrestling competition, by Representative Chuckwuck. Honoring Walter Hansen, Region 1 wrestling competition, by Representative Chuckwuck. Honoring Tim O'Hara, Region 1 wrestling competition, by Representative Chuckwuck. Honoring Robert and Margaret Childs, retirement of Kodiak residents, by Representative Zaroff and Senator Mulcahy. In memoriam, Ed Martin, by Representatives Brown, Smith, Rogers, Besworth, Fanning, and Randolph, and Senators Bennett, Behrenkamp, and Parr. Honoring Dorothy I. Clifton, Alaska Women's History Week, by Representative Cato.
The floor, Majority.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adopt the citation calendar.
Without objection, the citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. You have the floor, Senator. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent Community and Regional Affairs waive Senate Bill 335 to Hess. It's a special appropriation Department of Community and Regional Affairs for Alaska Native Foundation 1981 Summer Program.
Objection. No objection, committee. Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of Senate May 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Without objection, it is so ordered. The rule is, Chairman.
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate Friday, April 24th on personal business.
Without objection, you're excused. Special orders, are there items under special orders?
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I'd like the privilege of the floor to discuss legislative committees.
Senator Ray has the floor without objection.
Mr. President, yesterday I made some remarks about a broadcast that was made, and during that time I said that I thought that there were perhaps scurrilous charges that were made by a certain commentator, and I couldn't believe that there was something like this was going on. Certainly I had no knowledge of it. Today, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, I do have some information now. It says Democratic Legislative Committee, and it has a list, who the chairman is and the executive director and who the members are and what their aspirations are. And also I have a copy of I suppose it's a private letter between the executive director and the chairman, in which it mentions certain attitudes and certain goals and objectives. I don't think I want to go into that, as it is a private communication, but it does validate the fact that there is a Democratic legislative committee and that they are going about the process of holding fundraisers to possibly elect more Democrats to the legislature. I think, Mr. President, the thing that concerns me after seeing this now and getting down the right wording here, Democratic Legislative Committee. Now, to the man on the street, that sounds like it's some kind of a validated, confirmed legislative committee. And I certainly wouldn't want anybody to make that mistake because I know that not all the Democratic members on this floor are members of it. In fact, I think there are a lot of them that didn't even know anything about it. I am not finding fault with the people who are going about this method of raising funds for potential candidates. But again, Mr. President, I think that we should be probably a little more strict as to allowing the use of the word legislative or the connotation that this is some kind of official committee appointed by the legislature to do these things. And I think that possibly that is something that I don't know if it could be a rules application or whether it could be put in a statute, like they don't let you use the seal of the state without the approval of the lieutenant governor, or thing like that. But I just believe that this is improper as far as going under the title of Democratic Legislative Committee.
Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the privilege of the floor for a question of the previous speaker.
You have the privilege without objection. He has the privilege of answering or not, of course.
Well, through the chair, Mr. President, if in fact they're using the phrase Democratic Legislative Committee, are there in fact any legislators on the stationary, and are there any Democratic legislators part of this committee? And who may they be?
Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, there are 12 Democratic members of the House and Senate listed as members of the Democratic Legislative Committee. If that's what the answer or the question was, but I mean, it has the ring of something that the legislature has done officially, and the legislature hasn't done this as a body, and it doesn't come within the uniform rules, or it doesn't come within the rules that we operate. And if they would possibly use some other title in Democratic Legislative Committee, because that gives there are a lot of us here that don't belong to that and are probably not even interested in belonging to it, and yet it gives the attitude that the activities that these people are engaged in are confirmed and validated by the legislature in some manner.
Under special orders, if I might have the privilege for a moment, I've got a communication from Wendell Kay and others in the past. When we arrived at the $900 million for a resource sale back a decade ago, a number of people sat down, and I had the privilege of being there, and we discussed that investment. And as a matter of fact, it primarily went to education and support of the old-timers programs, and one further thing, reduction or holding in line the taxes for the middle class, or middle class, whatever we wish to define as people, taxpayers of the state. That was the revenue sharing programs, of which most of your boroughs have 50 or 60 mils of support from the state, the old timers annuity program, and the student scholarship loan. Those are three major programs that came within a two-year period. There was quite a bit of foresight and quite a bit of discussion at the time on these issues. I just want to comment on it. The further special orders, every segment, in other words, got something. Announcement of committee meetings. Mr. Rules, Chairman.
Mr. President, there will be a meeting of the Republican Legislative Committee immediately upon adjournment. The rules The Rules Committee will meet at 1 o'clock in the Butrovich Room to hear SB 200, Fisheries Business Tax, 321, Transferring of Appropriations, and HB 140, Longevity Bonus.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs will meet at 1:30 in the Barron's Building. Consider Senate Bills 414, 415, and 45 dealing with bonding of contractors and Alaskan minority bidders' preference. We will not be taking up Senate Bill 170, Appropriation for Telecommunications.
Senator Stimson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Development Subcommittee of the Finance Committee will meet this afternoon from 3 to 4:30 to review AHFC's proposal on loan programs.
Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, Community and Regional Affairs will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Barron's Building, first floor. Be considering Senate Bill 347, Special Appropriation for the Relocation of the Village of Kosigla.
Finance Chairman.
Tomorrow morning at 8:30, Finance Committee will meet and hopefully finish up justice and then take up the development portion of the budget.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, at 1:30 today in the Butrovich Room, the Transportation Committee will meet and with the Transit Operators Association. Also, on Thursday, April 23rd, the Boeing Corporation will make a presentation on hydrofoils to the committee.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Legislative budget and audit to continue the balance of the agenda today at 5 p.m. House Finance.
Senator Rabin.
Mr. President, be the usual Republican luncheon today, Baranoff Hotel. And the speakers are illustrious, highly respected, and knowledgeable Senator Ziegler.
The following seems to me to be a reasonable statement that I've requested that there are new members and other members that are new to the Senate or feel in a position not to move legislation as quickly as they'd like. We've been asking for a couple of your key bills for this session, remembering most of them you introduced now for next session's final decision, or a great number of them, particularly new items. But the key bills, many of you sent to me your request, a couple to get through the committees, get the floor of the Senate. I would do what I could to be of assistance. Hopefully, the way it's going now in discussions with the Speaker, as of this morning, the Senate bills that we wish to get to the floor of the House, and those are non-budget bills, are not items that have particular budget consequence to them. I'm sure each one of you have one or two key bills that you feel that you either wish to support or those that you've introduced. Those bills should be to the floor of the Senate and over to the House by the 7th day of May. That's our hope and aspiration. If you are having problems, and I would do what I could, at least to make assistance in getting the bills to the committee chairman's attention, at least for action. And whatever it's worth, we're hoping that any bill that we wish to pass through this body, not affecting budget, and even those bills that affect budget, if they're going to come up separate from budget, should be over to the House by the 7th of May. There's always give or take a day or so, but that's the general hope, so that we can have an adjournment within a reasonable period of time after that. Senator Rohde. Senator Fahrenkamp, you wish the floor.
Yes, Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet tomorrow at 1:30 in Belt's Room. We'll be taking up committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 111, an act relating to fishing, hunting, and trapping license fees and fishing permits. Committee substitute for House Bill 237, an act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, and House Bill 64, an act relating to the Alaska Energy Center.
You have the floor, Mr. Majority.
If there's no further business to come before this body, Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection.